I'm joined now here in the studio by Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center, who's been looking at the exit polling data from New Hampshire. Andy, what strikes you about the voters who galvanized behind Mitt Romney and gave him that victory?
What comes across so clearly from the data is how broad-based Romney's victory was, even though this was a six-candidate race. He did very well in many of the groups that you'd expect him to do, affluent voters, regular Republicans, the early deciders. But he did relatively well among the groups that didn't win. Let's take party affiliation. Among the Republicans, he wins 45% of the vote. No one else comes close. But among independents, he comes pretty close to Ron Paul. He gets 27% of the vote to 31% of the vote, unlike Iowa, where Ron Paul ran off with the independents. You see the same thing with the evangelical vote. He wins a nice victory among the 65% or so who are not evangelicals, 37% to 24%, I think, for Paul. But among the evangelicals, he ties Santorum. So Romney does reasonably well, even in among the groups in which he doesn't win. Mm. And he comes across very well as the candidate who can best beat Obama, and that's very important. And as and divides with Huntsman, as the candidate with the best experience. This is a very impressive victory, and all things being equal, however, it's a state very much pitched to him. Relatively few evangelicals, moderate conservatives, and more fiscal conservatives and social conservatives. Good structural electorate for him, but a very good performance, even where he didn't do particularly well.
And we should say here that NPR is now projecting not only Mitt Romney as the winner in New Hampshire, but Ron Paul at second and John Huntsman coming in third. Let me bring E.J. Dionne and Matt Continetti back into this conversation. We were listening to Mitt Romney's victory speech from New Hampshire a moment ago. We're awaiting Ron Paul remarks to his supporters after his what we're projecting his second place finish. We heard a Ron Paul surrogate earlier saying they like John Huntsman in this race. They think it's good for their guy that John Huntsman stays in. Listening to what Andy was just saying about where Mitt Romney is drawing his support, EJ and Matt, what are your thoughts? EJ, let's start with you.
I think there's something to that because Huntsman actually takes moderate and liberal Republicans. And in fact, Huntsman's profile is, if anything, liberal, even though his views aren't liberal. And he does overwhelmingly well among the small group of Republicans who are anti-Tea Party people, for example. But he splits those moderates with Romney so that one's hunch is that if it's Romney against the rest of the field, some of those Huntsman folks wouldn't have voted because they were independent. But Romney would probably pick them up. But one of the other things you saw out of this exit polling is what a lost opportunity it was for Rick Santorum. Almost half the voters said they made their decision in the last few days. Santorum came into that state with a real head of steam, and his campaigning just didn't connect. He got off on arguments with audiences about gay marriage and the like. And as a result, the last-minute vote really fractured. That's where Huntsman did best, but Romney got a piece of it. Ron Paul got a piece of it. Mm-hmm. And Santorum didn't get as big a piece as I think might have been available to him.
Matt Continetti, some final thoughts?
The largest group of ideological preferences in the Republican Party are the people who say that they're somewhat conservative. And we've seen in both Iowa and New Hampshire Mitt Romney do very well among this category of voters. And to me, that says he's going to continue to do very well and get the nomination in the end.
Well, it's interesting because the question was, could he break beyond that 25% where he was stuck? And clearly in New Hampshire
he has.
And does one victory breed success towards the next? Does that momentum continue to build, DJ?
Well, yes. I mean, South Carolina is a very different place than New Hampshire. It's a very peculiar place. Politics there is really, really rough, as John McCain learned in that famous primary against George W. Bush back in 2000. If he gets through South Carolina, then I'm with Matt. He's got the nomination. But I think South Carolina is the crucible.
Thanks to you both, E.J. Dionne of The Washington Post, Matt Continetti of The Weekly Standard.